Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's Hungary Reports. I'm Hajna Kotold, bringing you today's news from Hungary. Let's get started. Today, being Easter Monday, young men and boys all around the country dusted off their water buckets and women's perfume bottles and headed out to make sure the ladies are well and watered. The tradition originates from the days of Christ's resurrection, but the past few centuries have given it new meaning.
The young lads in the ethnographic park of Saint Andre didn't want to risk anything. They led the girls two by two to the bucket and poured water on them at the same time. No skirt remained dry. According to tradition, soldiers sprinkled water on women who heralded the resurrection of Jesus. That's the reason why women are sprinkled on Easter Monday. It's only the reasoning that's changed. Now they do it so the women will be beautiful, healthy and fertile. Dancers in Western Hungary's Liter wore traditional costumes and arrived to the female members of the folk dancing group prepared with poems and songs. After the ice-cold bath in the morning, the young men were welcomed with pálinka, traditional Easter foods, and painted Easter eggs. It's not the boys that go sprinkle the girls with water, as it's come to be today, but traditionally rather the young men visiting young women who are possible candidates for marriage. We really enjoy these gatherings. In Kecskemét, young men heading out to water girls woke the city at dawn with dancing and music. Houses with young women awaited the visitors in traditional folk costume. They were watered straight from the well. All around the country on Easter Monday, onlookers could see traditional activities and craft makers. Here at the Diósgyőr Castle, for example, kids could paint eggs, pet bunnies, and play folk games.
Hungarians living in surrounding countries across the borders also celebrated Easter Monday today. The revival of old customs is also quite common, but many traditions live on naturally.
In Vojvodina, Serbia's northernmost province, lads started their watering journey early in the morning on Easter Monday. Bucket and water are essential accessories for sprinkling the girls. Of course, in return, we're looking forward for a red egg, said this young man. It seems like girls try to escape the water, but they also enjoy it. According to tradition, due to watering, girls will be beautiful and healthy all year around. In Fülek in southern Slovakia, people organize the so-called Palóc Easter. They believe it is important to present fading traditions. Visitors had the chance to see, for example, how eggs decorated with threads are made. This pattern was made based on a sample from Rimaszombat. I like it because it has a sort of symbolic meaning too, in connection with light. The celebration of spring is the victory of light, said this artisan. In Transylvania, in Ostrofava, the colorful ribbons, garlands and paper flowers hung out at Easter show that a girl lives in the house. Boys bring them an Easter pine branch. In return, they get lots of presents. They usually receive 5 Easter eggs, chocolate, a rabbit, and a handkerchief, of course. It's a living tradition, said this young lady. A more than 200-year-old tradition was revived in Mikulovi following Easter Monday. Young men accompanied by brass bands paraded through the village and watered the girls. I'm very excited. I hope many of them come and that they'll tell me great poems, said this girl. This custom was revived after a few years when the military commitment ended. In Székely Tamásfalva, Easter sledding was evoked 25 years ago. Riders go from house to house and water everyone who gets in their way, men and women alike. At the end, they pull winter out symbolically from the houses and from the village.
Over the long weekend, seeing as drinking is more common over the holidays, police were on the lookout for drivers under the influence. However, thanks to the Sober Easter program, not only fines were distributed, drivers who passed inspections received a surprise from officers.
Policemen pulled cars over for routine checks one after the other on Route 11 at Saint Andre.
Jó napot kívánok, közúti gépjármű ellenőrzés. Kérnek egy forgalmatási vezetői engedélyt.
The countrywide traffic safety program, Sober Easter, primarily aims to find and remove drunk drivers from the roads. Everyone who is pulled over takes the breathalyzer test. In Pest County, most of the fines were handed out for not using seatbelts. During the 2 days of the whole day, we encountered 16 drivers under the influence of alcohol and one biker under the influence. Another thing was drivers and passengers were not using passive safety devices, mostly the seatbelt. Naturally, my colleagues handed out fines in these cases, said Silvia Minku. We also ran into a driver who didn't have a valid technical exam on their vehicle. The driver lost his registration papers and received a fine. Those drivers who passed inspections didn't receive fines, but instead red-painted eggs, and reminding them of the zero-tolerance alcohol policy, a can of 0% beer.
Hungarian authorities, similarly to other European countries, have to deal with the trend of the increasing number of illegal immigrants. Coexistence is not always smooth when it comes to the asylum camps. In Western Hungary's Vámosszabadi, locals are wary of the planned center.
Close to Győr in Vámosszabadi, 250 immigrants live in the refugee camp. Although there were no serious conflicts so far, locals complain that they are not feeling safe enough in the village. They want the closure of the camp. According to the leaders of the village, immigrants cause the most troubles on buses on the way between Győr and Vámosszabadi. Often they are untidy, loud, they refuse to buy tickets, therefore buses are late all the time, said the deputy mayor. Authorities last week said that they set up a police station as well in Vámosszabadi, and if it's necessary, they reinforce the village. The head of the immigration office said that wars in the world were to blame to the influx of refugees fleeing to Europe. Around 200 people arrive to Hungary from war zones daily. The number of asylum seekers in 2013 will continue to increase this year as well. In the first quarter of the year, we have more than 33,000 registered applicants. I think it is reasonable to assume that we're looking forward to a very difficult year, said the director. Over the past 3 years in Hungary, the number of asylum seekers increased 20-fold. 2 years ago, only 2,000 immigrants claimed for asylum for political or other reasons. Last year, this number was 42,000.
The forint has been keeping to its strong levels against the euro for the second week, trading below 300 against the single currency on the interbank market. The forint last saw the below 300 range against the euro in January 2014. The central bank's recent base rate lowering is strongly behind the favorable levels. Works of art in the Grandchildren of 70 Years exhibition have been vandalized in downtown Budapest. The open-air exhibit was opened at the end of January on the Holocaust Remembrance Day. Holocaust survivors could be seen on the photos. Up until now, officials have no information as to who the vandal or vandals were and what reason motivated them to graffiti over the images. The Ministry of Human Resources strongly condemns the vandalism. The Budapest Honvéd team won the Puskás Suzuki tournament for the fourth time in all on Monday. The Black Reds won with penalties against Real Madrid after a full game ending in a tie of 2-2 in the Pancho Arena in Felcsút. Third place was awarded to the Romanian Hagia Academy team after they beat Feyenoord 1-0. The hosting Puskás Academy came in fifth place after winning against Panathinaikos 2-1 at the Cup for the Next Generation. The best player title was awarded to Oscar Rodriguez Arnaiz, a Spanish team member. And that was all from us here at M1 today. Tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night, as every night around 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching.